And from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton. Stormy conditions in the lower 48 have already disrupted holiday travel plans for many Alaskans, and the snowstorms are just starting here in Southeast. Alaska Airlines preemptively canceled more than 550 flights today due to icy conditions across the Pacific Northwest. SeaTac closed three runways on Friday morning, causing delays and closures all day. All flights on Friday to and from Portland were canceled, and several early flights from Anchorage were canceled due to wind. For people trying to rebook, Alaska Airlines says availability is limited and demand is high. They're encouraging holiday travelers to reassess their plans for the weekend ahead. Travel disruptions were mostly caused by weather outside of the region, but that could change as winter storms bear down on Juneau this weekend.
We are expecting a ton of snow, and I would say there would probably be delays. I wouldn't necessarily say cancellations, though.
Andreas Delgado works at Juneau Airport. He says staff will be working hard to keep runways clear for takeoff. Light snow began Friday morning in Juneau, along with high winds. Aaron Jacobs with the National Weather Service says heavy snow is expected to pick up Friday evening and continue through the holiday weekend.
We're going to probably see heavy snow start developing overnight tonight with the first band, and then we'll see a little lull tomorrow morning with another band coming through to drop another significant amount of snow tomorrow afternoon.
He says 10 to 15 inches of snow is possible in Juneau. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning through 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Temperatures are expected to rise steadily throughout the weekend and into next week. In Juneau, temperatures will stay below freezing until early next week, though. But Jacobs says it will be wetter for those south of here.
Potentially for those folks down in the southern panhandle, because they're going to see some the snow turn to more of a mix or a rain through tomorrow morning.
It's hard to tell what the impacts of local weather will be on flight plans for the rest of the weekend, but holiday travelers should consult airline travel advisories before heading to the airport. The U.S. Senate today passed a $1.7 trillion spending bill, averting a possible government shutdown. Senator Lisa Murkowski was brimming with happiness after the bill passed, with scores of Alaska priorities included. Senator Dan Sullivan, on the other hand, voted against it. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin has this story.
When we sat down for an interview after the vote, Murkowski had her coat on. The spending bill is the last thing Congress passes before she and other lawmakers head for the airports to spend Christmas back home. Her communications director was toting a thick sheaf of papers. They document scores of projects the senator requested that are in the bill, and Murkowski was pretty thrilled.
You're going to get more text than a radio person really ever asks for.
The legislation has more than 130 of her priorities all over the state, totaling nearly $500 million. The smallest item I could find, $100,000 for medical equipment in Bethel. The largest is $99 million for a fitness and training center in Fort Wainwright. Murkowski says it was the Army's number one unfunded priority. And then there's salaries.
The pay increase for our military, that's going to be very appreciated. I can guarantee that. Some of the military construction dollars are going to be significant.
All of these are earmarks, or as they're known in Congress now, congressionally directed spending allocations. They were on the list Murkowski submitted to the Appropriations Committee, of which she's a senior member. Outside of that list, but something she advocated for that's in the bill, is $300 million to help people recover from fisheries disasters. Murkowski says it was the talk of every community she visited this year.
Whether it's the crash on the Yukon or the Kuskokwim or what's happening in the crab sector, just a level of desperation. And so to know that we've made some good headway here when it comes to the fisheries disasters funding, I think that's going to be important.
Dan Sullivan was one of 29 Republican senators who voted no on the spending bill. His office did not respond to an interview request. In a statement, Sullivan says he likes much of the bill, which has several programs he worked on, but he says the process was opaque. The bill was negotiated between House and Senate leadership, and he had only 48 hours to read its 4,000 pages. Sullivan also objects to the removal of one of his top priorities, the purchase of the IVEC, a small icebreaker that was to be homeported in Juneau and serve until new Coast Guard icebreakers are built. Murkowski says she, too, was disappointed that $150 million in icebreaker funding was removed at the last minute behind closed doors. She says the money appears to have been diverted to fund security measures on the southern border.
Because we saw, as we saw, the diminishment of the funding over on the icebreaker side, we saw the plus up on the border funding.
Since it's the last train leaving the station, the omnibus spending bill also includes a host of other priorities beyond appropriations. Among them, a rewrite of the Electoral Count Act to make it clear the vice president's role in certifying presidential elections is ceremonial, the Pregnant Women's Fairness Act, and a measure that guarantees workers the time and a clean place to express milk for their newborns. The House is likely to pass the bill shortly, sending it to the president. Reporting from the U.S. Capitol, I'm Liz Ruskin.
Juneau's urban avalanche forecast will be up and running for the first time this year, this weekend. An avalanche cycle will likely begin as heavy snowfall hits the region.
In the backcountry, in the high mountains, those could be pretty big avalanches. I don't necessarily see them coming into the urban environment just yet, but things are going to change a tremendous amount over the next few days.
Tom Matisse is Juneau's emergency programs manager. He says this weekend's forecast will create conditions for avalanches in the high mountains.
We're going to see an upside down snowpack where we're going to put heavier, denser snow on lighter, looser snow, more than a foot of snow. And during that time, it's warming up. And then towards the end of that, it'll even see some rain at sea level. So all of that is trending in a bad direction.
Juneau faces greater urban avalanche risk than any U.S. city. Matisse updates the Urban Avalanche Advisory at 8 o'clock every morning throughout the season. It has information about places in Juneau to avoid when avalanche risk goes up, like the area behind the Barron's neighborhood and the Flume Trail. Forecasting avalanches can be complex. Matisse monitors snow accumulation and keeps close track of daily weather forecasts. He also takes frequent field trips to look for weak snow layers. There haven't been many days of heavy snow in Juneau so far this winter. That means exposed rocks and vegetation can help anchor snow. That will start to change this weekend, though.
As we start seeing more and more snow in the terrain, those things start getting buried, and the more they get buried and the wider areas you have that are smooth and flat, and the bigger your starting zones become. But then we're starting to think about weak layer formation.
Avalanche risk depends less on the amount of snow and more on the consistency of the weather. Even winters with lots of snow can be relatively safe if the snow falls steadily. Weak layers form when snowstorms come between long breaks of snow, wind, or rain. Matisse encourages people to stay informed as conditions change throughout the winter.
People have to make their own educated decisions, but you go through periods of time that are quite safe. And then, you know, overnight, you can have a situation that changes and things get very dangerous.
The urban avalanche forecast will be updated daily until spring. An orphaned polar bear cub rescued from Prudhoe Bay last month is receiving care at the Alaska Zoo in Anchorage, where it may become a permanent resident. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the cub was spotted around Thanksgiving by Hillcorp staff. Dave Gustine, Fish and Wildlife's polar bear program lead, says the nearly one-year-old bear wouldn't have survived in the wild alone, since cubs need to spend more than 2 years with their mothers. A team of biologists traveled north and set up a trap to capture the cub.
We were able to get the trap baited in position just upwind of the bear, and the bear caught our scent and walked into the trap, which was attached to the truck, and then we dropped the door.
The cub was then sedated, crated, and flown from Dead Horse to Anchorage as cargo on an Alaska Airlines flight. Gustine says the bear weighed 103 pounds when it was captured. That's a lot less than typical cubs of the same age, but otherwise its behavior is pretty normal. The new bear is not on public display just yet. Neither Fish and Wildlife Service nor zoo staff have decided what to call it either.
No names. No names yet. No. You'll talk to the zoo about that.
The Fish and Wildlife Service thanked the zoo for its help housing the cub, as well as Hillcorp for initially reporting the animal, and the Alaska Clean Seas for logistical and field support. Well, the snow is here in Juneau. We can expect this blowing snow to continue overnight. Low tonight, 17. 3 to 5 inches of snow is expected in town tonight and another 1 to 3 inches tomorrow afternoon. Stay warm, Juneau. This is KTOO News.